Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay.
I can't do the celebrity accent.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
Wait for that.
All right. I literally can't do it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I'll do it for you.
You'll be fine.
Hello, scumbags. This is the Scummy Mummies podcast with your hosts, Ellie Gibson and Helen Thorne.
Ho, ho, ho. It's Merry Christmas time.
Who are you calling a ho? Are you...
Ho! I am a ho. It is the Scummy Mummies Christmas podcast, everyone! Hooray!
Hooray!
I am Helen Thorne.
I'm Ellie Gibson.
And we have not one, not two, but three guests. It's like the three wise men have come.
Is it?
Yes. Well, it's Nurse Jessie. Hello, Nurse Jessie.
A religious bukkake.
Yeah. And we're off.
Oh my gosh. And the wonderful Stephen Hill, as is tradition. You've come back for your seventh Christmas.
Thank you. I just thought I was going to get top billing if I had a Nurse Jessie, that's all.
Okay.
Nurse Jessie has been on this podcast more than anyone around this table, yeah, apart from me and Helen. So she's actually,
let's record another one after this. So yeah. Draw level.
Lovely. And coming back for a second Christmas, it is, of course, Sam Pamphilon. Hello, Sam.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
Good. This year, we're actually back in Scummy HQ. We're in Ellie's lounge.
Yes, we are. And this is the first time in Scummy Mummies podcast history we've ever done a five-way on the podcast. So it's very exciting, isn't it?
I'm thrilled, actually. And who better to have it than these guys, you know?
Yeah.
Keep it better the devil you know.
So
it?
We've never done it before. I don't know what the audio quality is going to be like, to be honest. But it's Christmas, isn't it? Fuck it. Everything goes. Anything goes.
Everyone will be drunk listening to it because we're drunk now.
Exactly.
Excellent. Excellent. We've brought back. We used to be Prosecco girls. We had cover, but now we're a bit more posh. We're going to Cremant.
Which I believe you gave us the definition of last Christmas, Sam. Do you
Can't remember that.
What was it? The French for dried spunk, I believe.
Oh yeah. Like when if someone comes on your face and it dries into like a white crispy beard, that is the gentleman's Cremant.
Oh, lovely.
Oh God.
I had forgotten that.
Snowflakes.
I listened to that podcast on the way here just to see what sort of thing
with the competition
was. Just see what this new character was bringing to the dynamic.
Did you get to the bit where we talked about you? Oh, never mind. Anyway. Yes, and so what are we going to do first? Should we get some Christmas traditions out of the way?
Yes, should we start singing When the Snowman Brings the Snow?
Come on, Steve.
I forgot about that.
When the snowman brings the snow.
Come on, Steve, you've got to say it. It's a Christmas tradition.
Well, Sam, I mean, you haven't been here before.
No, this is all new to me.
Well, it's just a technicality, really. I mean, the snowman doesn't bring the snow. The snowman's obviously made from snow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get it. Yeah,
it's not a big deal. It doesn't cost anything to be accurate, does it? It's free to be right.
So it feels like a logical absolute, really.
Yeah. Fucking Roy Wood, his birthday this week, actually. Oh, no, sorry, we're recording this in July.
No, it's so hot in here.
His birthday's on Christmas, yeah.
Right, Christmas tradition number one. Done.
Nailed.
Next tradition. What time is it coming up soon? What time is it? What happens in fucking December, Steve?
Stage two COVID here. What? I don't know who you people are.
It is Stephen. It's your birthday, Stephen.
Oh, yeah, yes.
COVID has gone to his head, hasn't it?
Oh, he's forgotten everything. He doesn't know who he is.
2 weeks, you can't celebrate Christmas until the 12th.
That's it. And what?
Because the true Lord was born on the 11th. As was...
Linda! Happy birthday, Linda! Now we've got to have an update. Traditionally, we always have an update. We get some news. We got some news. Let's start with a great Christmas tradition on the Scummy Mummies podcast. Jessie, what's your new job?
So I don't have a new job. Well,
bullshit.
Sort of. Okay.
There's no job at all. No,
you've either got a new job or you haven't got a new job. You can't be a little bit pregnant.
Well, I had a second job. Does that count?
Yes, that's a new job.
Okay.
Member of Parliament.
I was a track and tracer, but I think I was doing that last year.
You were shit at that.
That's where the money's gone.
I was quite shit at it. Well, to be fair, I don't think it was that I was shit at it. I would just think that track and trace was a disaster and there was nobody to call, but that's another matter.
Oh, she's getting political.
Where's the money gone?
It was only £500 billion or something.
Nothing.
Still,
I got paid to watch Netflix or something. Apparently,
No. But I remember when you were doing it, and you'd be like, "I'd be like, how's it going today?" The old track and trace. You'd be like, "Nothing." Yeah. I'd be like, I'd be like Claire Danes in Homeland with a wall with the pictures of the people I was supposed to track and trace. I'd be on the fucking
posters
door,
everywhere,
knocking at them, binoculars for banana. But no, Jessie's just sitting at home. Well, as you would say, Steve, flicking herself off to Trisha.
I got sacked from track and trace. I did get sacked. It's just I had no work for like 6 weeks or something.
Sacked from volunteering?
I was paid for it, but they kicked me off the system.
New dress.
So then I became a vaccinator instead. I gave people vaccines.
Which one? Pfizer?
Pfizer and AstraZeneca.
Oh, lovely.
You know you're only supposed to do one.
One at a time.
Which one did you have, Steve?
AZ.
Oh, you were double jabbed.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't protect you from the virus. It just lessens the effect.
It protected every other cunt who was there, didn't it?
I've known
people who are triple jabbed and have had COVID.
I'm triple jabbed now.
Are you?
Because I'm very sick inside. I had my flu.
Yeah, mentally, yeah.
I had the flu jab and my booster the other day on the same day.
Really?
Me too. Not
different
one in
arms.
Each
arm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't mix them. I wouldn't mix them. That's dangerous.
I had to work the next day and I was praying that it was going
to
make me just that right amount of ill where I could just lie on the sofa. And it didn't.
And I was fine.
Damn it. So you're trouble. Okay, so your new job is vaccination. And what else are you doing?
Oh, I'm a program manager in the NHS.
What does that mean?
I've been doing that for a while.
Okay. Is that the person that comes in against the TV?
Yes, changes the channels.
TV.
ITV on 2. Channel 4's on 3.
Yeah.
Do you want Homes Under the Hammer or Everybody Loves Raymond? That's Jessie's job now. Yeah.
Basically.
Wonderful. How's the hand washing going?
Hand washing is excellent, point.
Keeping
Thank
up
you.
With that, because again, big time for you, Corona. Big gap in the market for people who know how to wash hands properly.
To do lots of lessons.
There was lots of stuff that came out about hand washing that people just didn't wash their hands. They'd go to the toilet and not wash their hands.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Disgusting.
Well, you say that. I once had a piss next to a famous novelist and he didn't wash his hands.
Really?
He spells his second name in a weird way. You think he used to be called Williams, he spells it differently.
Ooh!
Non-washer!
Oh!
Non-washer. Gave me a dirty look, fucked off.
Hand washing. Lovely. And can we share any other personal news, Jessie?
Oh, in terms of this year?
Yeah.
I didn't get married.
Good for you.
Steve's a big fan of that.
Yeah.
Fuck God. Fuck shit parties for cunts you won't see for 25
years. You've really changed since the corona, Steve. You've really cheered up.
He's really lost his lust for life.
I just feel like we're given a second chance.
You didn't get married, Jessie, but come on. Because I was there. What did you have?
I had a civil partnership.
Civil partnership. But with a man.
And she's here tonight.
I'm glad it was civil.
With Linda.
We are now civilised, more civilised.
And what does
maybe.
That mean now? Does that mean you can get more
she gets
money?
The money if you die.
Yeah, if that's what I'm
That's basically, the only thing you get. That's the only thing that matters. Yeah.
No, it's basically the same as getting married.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
It was lovely. We went to the Peckham Registry Office,
where
in fact my parents got married.
Yeah.
And you were there, Ellie, in your mummy's tummy.
I was there. That's right.
So in a way, the place had been blessed.
Yes, that's right.
Hallowed ground.
That's... And I will say, you did look absolutely beautiful.
Aww.
And it is all about looks on your wedding day,
it's
isn't
all about
it? It's all about how good the woman
looks.
The
optics, really.
Yeah. And no one will ever be that thin again.
No, that's it. You'll never be that thin again, Jessie. That's a lovely gift.
But it's nice to be able to. The thing about marriage is it's nice to finally stop trying.
Yeah. You can just let go.
You can just let go. Look, everyone's taken a photo of all this effort, and now breathe out.
Yeah. Well, we have been together for 20 years, so...
So, it's all...
Do you think he's the one? Is he the one?
maybe.
I mean, it would be hilarious if you broke up this year.
Yeah.
On the day. Same day.
Like, early jam. It's like, oh, I don't know, I guess he's not the one. It's like, really?
My daughter did say, you are arguing so much, I did wonder.
Yeah, it's tense times, isn't it, Wynne? But we got through it. And it was before, and the girls played "Here Comes the Sun" on the cello and the keyboard.
Oh, it was
and
lovely.
It was, and I might have had something in my eye. Let's just say that.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah.
That was that.
You
was
broke the gifts
in
that.
Cremant in your eye.
Yeah. Yes, that's yes. Right. Well, I said to Dave, "Come on, you know, you're going to be a married man of tomorrow. One last blast.
Yeah. One last Cremant, sir. Fill my eye with fizz."
Shush! I had an eye operation last year because of that sort of nonsense.
That was the Cremant.
I know.
Oh,
I
my
know.
God! Do you think Sam prophesied? Sam caused it. You talking about the Cremant in the
I
eye?
I was. Why would not put Cremant and Cremant together?
Oh, I had already talked about your eye. Yeah. I've listened to this podcast, but an hour ago, you already had your eye issues.
Okay. I had. Yeah.
Selective memory.
Yeah. But anyway,
I wish you hadn't done that.
Congratulations, Jesse.
Wonderful news. Has anything changed between the two of you?
No.
Did you get a ring?
No.
Oh.
Did he?
It was his wedding night.
You waited a long night, long time.
Prince Albert.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
That's lovely. Good news.
That's lovely. That's reason to be cheerful. You haven't told us what your fucking new job is, for fuck's sake. What's your
program
job?
Manager.
Program manager. But no, what is
I've
that?
I've been that 2 years ago. I'm on the Mind and Body program, so it's all about integrating.
You're just making
mind.
Shit up now. You're just making shit up.
Hang on, this is the third fucking job.
No, it isn't the third job.
You've changed jobs since you've been here.
2.5 years I've had.
I feel like every time they ask you what the new job is, you could just potentially just say a whole new job.
2.5 years. Mind and Body program is all about integrating physical and mental health.
That's lovely.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, that's the one.
Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes.
Okay. I do that frequently.
Do you?
No.
Okay. Okay, so Jessie
has got a new job.
Some new jobs.
She's some sort of Buddhist monk, whatever the fuck she's on about.
She's
I don't
got legal.
Know
and did you have a romantic holiday afterwards? Tell us about
oh
that.
Oh, my God. You did, didn't you?
Oh, you really nailed the romance. Times.
We went on holiday with Dave's family to Filey.
Where even is Filey?
It's between Bridlington and Scarborough.
Oh, that's fast. It won't mean anything to her.
What does it mean?
The Yorkshire coast.
That sounds
it's
like
the
London,
Yorkshire
isn't
coast.
It? Okay, lovely
yeah.
times.
Yeah,
it's a coast.
With my mother-in-law next door.
Oh,
that's very romantic.
Yeah, and Linda, really Linda pop along?
Oh,
bit?
And my mum and my sister came along for a while. Yeah.
Wow.
And
nothing says romance
uncles
like
uncles and aunts and cousins and nephews.
Because if your mum can hear you, it's a bit horny. Mum, I'm gonna need you to come on my honeymoon. Why? I can't really tell you, but
just be close, but not too close.
I need to last a bit longer this time.
Yeah.
Lovely time.
Yeah. If I can hear you crocheting, I'm gonna absolutely bang for it.
We did me. Talk about your stepmother / mother-in-law, mm-hmm. Linda, and Linda was, and also you suspected a little bit put out that you hadn't got divorced yet, and you hadn't got divorced because of admin. Have you overcome that?
Are you divorced?
No.
Jesus, come on, Sam. Come on.
Right, mate. I was thinking about this today as I was doing washing up because our dishwasher isn't plumbed in yet.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you so much. Anyway, as before, there are two sides to every story.
In short, Sam's not divorced.
Yeah, he's fucking summing up anyway.
Steve Hill, what's your news? What's your
2021? Let's do a roundup.
I've forgotten where I am.
I mainly
contracted a deadly disease thanks to your birthday.
Yes, we went out for a lovely birthday lunch, didn't we? Me and you, Helen and you, Sam and Steve. Jesse, we didn't invite you.
No.
Best time of my life.
Where
did you get it
had
from?
An entirely separate thing with you, and also you were changing the channels in the old people's home, whatever it is you do. And then
2:10 countdown. 3:10 on +1.
We had a thing.
Have a nap.
Oh, no, that's a long nap. Hang on. Oh, no. Get the stretcher. We had an 8-hour lunch, and then somehow, Steve, you and I ended up going to see the new Bond film in Leicester Square.
Did you?
Yeah. You slept through it, I thought.
I had an hour's nap in the middle
of it. You get waking up and going, anything? No, hang on. Put your head down.
And then it transpired you got the fucking corona.
Yeah, so who knows? I mean, maybe on the tube or...
But do you think it was that day?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, that's the only time I've been out in the weeks prior.
Can't you just like get it at the off licence?
I don't have the off licence.
Okay. All right. So do you...
Go to the off licence!
I'm fucking living on the street. Wanking for coins.
Oh my God. So, but also, we haven't heard about... The other big news in your life is that you've got a seaside residence.
I've got a seaside residence. Quite hard to say.
It is a very hard thing to say. So
a flat in Bournemouth is my
yeah. And what I loved about this story is that you bought a little flat behind your mother.
Yes. No, in fact, I wasn't even involved. I was just told that.
Was it just where she was standing? You're like, that's the one.
No, I'm not going to name names.
Your partner.
She just said, I think I've bought a flat behind your mum's flat. Oh, that's nice. any milk?
But now, do you describe it? You've got a little gate between
well,
your mother.
Removed a fence panel, so she can just appear and morning.
And you bring it, bring it. So when you had the COVID.
Well, one of the COVID, she'd leave a bowl of soup in the garden.
Oh.
Come out and have some hot soup, and she'd smell the lavender to make sure she hadn't contracted the deadly disease that I got at your birthday. And
the Gibson
it was like, strain. It was like a little Beckett play. We'd sit either end of the garden, text each other during Mastermind.
You're just drinking soup, just smelling lavender.
Yeah.
The whole tableau is seemingly meaningless.
It's a very stressful, frightening time, Sam. Thanks.
You're out of it now. You were at the podcast earlier in the year, and we did talk about your hair, but the hair has grown since.
Well, yeah, man, I can now get a haircut. I can do what I fucking like. I'm supercharged till Christmas, at least.
Oh, yeah, because I'm licking
every handle on the way down.
Is there a freedom in actually having the corona?
Well, Nurse Jessie, how long have I got?
To live, or...?
Occasionally
feel
like having a heart
attack. Nobody
knows. Oh, that's fucking handy. Right, I'm here breathing all over you.
Wouldn't it depend on the type, the strain?
Not necessarily.
Oh, no. It turns out...
I mean, there's no point getting overconfident.
And we don't know how long
I've been on
lasts.
Twitter, and some people said I didn't have it. They said, man up, it's the flu. But my favourite answer was, mindless automaton.
Okay.
Well, I said wasn't feeling a bit dodgy.
Did you get it on a
how'd you reply to that?
I don't engage with no name 396321. Truth seeker 101.
Yeah, how did you know you had it? Did you do
to your birthday on the Wednesday, had a test on Friday knowing I was seeing my entire family.
A lateral flow.
Yeah, the shit cheap ones you get. So yeah, so my entire family on the Saturday night outside, luckily. But on Sunday, I was like, I'm sure I had a couple of cans. Why am I been on the sofa for 6 hours off two or three cans? I did a test there, nothing. But the family fucked off. I thought, I'm going to stay another couple of days to see my old dear. I booked a National Express coach, £6 from Bournemouth to London. No, we didn't get to use it. That's the real fucking tragedy. They say five. Then there's a £1 booking fee.
Yeah, but mate, you didn't. It was only six.
So I thought I'm about to get on a coach.
About
to get on a coach. As a courtesy to my fellow passengers, I do one of these up the nose. In about a second, I'm pregnant.
Double line.
When you see the line, he's like, oh no, a massive knot in my stomach. Oh. And I am having a heart attack. I won't be going on that coach. It's a fucking...
But how many people probably would have seen that and been like,
ignore
it, and gone on the coach?
Yeah, but no, luckily I was in a flat by myself.
Do you know how many people around this fucking table would have done that?
Yeah, every cunt. So I just stayed there for, what is it, 10 days or so?
Yeah. And but your lovely lady and your son didn't get it?
No, they did not. No, I believe I didn't give it to anyone. So, like I say, I was making my mum test every day for a week.
Yeah.
Smell the lavender, not a euphemism.
No, because I've done tests. I've been on holidays, so you've done tests for that and everything.
But it is some kind of science fiction shit. Because when your smell goes, you literally huff an entire jar of coffee, nothing. Having a massive shit, not a thing.
Lovely.
Again, like, why am I fucking putting deodorant on? Why am I washing? I'm here on my own with no sense to smell. I'm not fucking wasting a bit of sure.
I like that you think deodorant is for you.
Well, I'm glad you're alive.
Thank you. Very kind.
Welcome.
Very different vibe otherwise.
Yeah. I was going to say let's move on to our news, but like we've Thank talked, we all right, we ran a long way.
Not the fucking marathon. Yeah, last year, you almost did a marathon. I almost did one today. Changed my mind.
And you guys didn't realise as you ran past Jessie handing out bottles of water, and as you ran past, she's going, third job.
Jessie gave me a phone charger. That's what I did, like, actually. On the marathon.
I did stop to give Helen a phone charger.
Like, you're everywhere. Like, you're the when they zoom in on pictures of the grassy knoll when JFK was assassinated, there'll be you selling ice creams like this. What can you do? It's made you see me.
673rd job.
Yeah.
That year.
Yeah, then. When you're dead, Ellie and I have banged on enough about ourselves over the course of the year. Well, for the podcast,
we've banged on about ourselves, but we do have to say that this year, Helen Thorne, fucking hell, you got a fucking divorce, you wrote a Sunday Times bestseller. Oh, you ran a marathon.
Oh, I ran a marathon. Thank you very much. That is a very kind thing to say.
You're from almost running one.
Yeah.
If I did that in my life, I'd be happy.
I was very... I got two tattoos just to show off about it. Just for even fucking more attention. I got a tattoo last Friday that just said 42. And I got my daughter to write 40 and my son to write 2. And because I thought in my 40s... Was it? How did you say your 43rd year? Anyway, when I was 42, yeah, I ran a marathon. I wrote a Sunday Times bestselling book, and I got divorced. But also, I just got better, and I got happier, and I got stronger. And also, Ellie and I did some fucking awesome stuff this year. We wrote new shows. We're back on tour. Like that's good, and I actually feel fucking useful because I was very, you know, a bit sad last year and slightly useless. Useful.
But last year you were kind of galvanised last year. That's what led to this, I think.
Yeah.
You know,
I had to have the broken time.
You were brewing.
Yeah, yeah, and I had to have the
melty bit before the galvanising.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, you gotta get melty.
Melty, mate.
There was a syphilis scare. I got glasses.
You got glasses.
I was very reticent because I've always said in a double act you need to have one fatty and one with glasses, which is a shame.
Well, there we go. I feel like we've all caught up.
I'm hoping that the listeners have had an equally adventurous year.
Good. Ooh. Shall we? As it is Christmas, shall we have ham review?
Let's go in.
Yes. It is Christmas.
Jambon.
Every year on the Christmas podcast, we have ham review, which is where Helen and I prepare a ham from a gammon. We take a gammon and we turn it into a ham, is how that works.
Not this saying anything about it.
Sam and I had a fight about last Christmas. And who took my side on Twitter, Sam? Who took my side?
I don't know. So
Nigella.
This is wild for me because I've literally just listened to this episode. This is like binge viewing for me. I'm going straight to this next episode.
So Nigella took my side last year, but anyway, I can't remember.
She didn't take your side. She just said what the truth was.
Yeah, that's right. Who can you remind us who won ham review last year?
Oh no, it was a good hour ago.
whoever left it floating in the Tesco's.
I think it was me.
I was going to say, have you got a running score?
Yeah, no, we haven't actually.
Can you please go back?
I think it's halfy halfies actually.
Halfy halfies.
Yeah.
Right, it's time now for ham review. So yes, every year we each cook a ham and then we judge the ham. We have plate A and plate B.
Yeah.
Accepted a slice of ham A. Slightly fatty bit.
Yeah.
Ham really fatty.
A. Ellie, taking a ham A.
Okay, taking ham A.
Smells good.
Alright, so what are we...
Oh, my taste is bad.
So this is smoked.
Mm-hmm.
People Eating is an amazing podcast, just the sound of it.
What flavours are coming through for you, everyone?
For me, pig and smoke.
I'm getting meat.
It's sweet. There's a sweet note.
Something on the outside is quite sweet.
Right. It's very nice. I've got a thick bit.
It's fucking great, isn't it?
Okay.
So ham B. There's more fat on there. How do we feel about fat on the ham?
If it's correctly rendered, it's not a problem.
Yeah. And looking at that, Sam, what are you saying?
I don't know even if that's been cooked.
All right, Gordon Ramsay.
Well, for me...
It looks like someone's just walked into a pig shed with a machete.
Eat the fucking ham, lads. Eat the ham. They've got to have two. That's your bit that's been in your mouth.
This is very moist.
Well, that's different again.
Very different.
The flavour seems to be permeated the entire ham rather than just the outside.
The outside's delicious. I feel like this one was miso.
Miso?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think the second
one. The fat is not completely properly rendered, but.
The second one is superior, I think.
It's a double bluff.
What do we think, A or B?
B.
I would say B.
Jesse's saying ham B.
I'm saying ham B.
My only issue is that when they cooked the ham B, what they should have done is they should have trimmed the fat down to an acceptable level.
It was a bit fatty.
Before they glazed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for pure flavour and for the texture of the meat, for me it's B.
Yeah, hands down.
Stephen?
What he said, yeah, B.
Well,
it is quite fatty though. If you drink more of that, you feel a bit nauseous, I think. George.
Yeah, but I don't want any more.
No, yeah, you do.
You might go back to A just as a perfunctory day-to-day ham.
That would be nice with a piccalilli.
Oh, yeah, A ham.
Every day,
if I'm
day.
If I'm making a sandwich, maybe A, thinly sliced.
B is more like a delicacy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like an oyster or something, like a one-off. Have a bit of that.
But it's a bravery, I think the B has to take it.
Oh, I would agree.
Are you saying it's a brave ham?
It's a brave ham.
It's fucking courageous.
Yeah. That is.
It's always heroic.
Pick one. I think desert island. You're going to a desert island. So both scenarios. You want to treat something nice, but also you want something for day-to-day. Which ham are you taking to your desert
How
island?
How long am I on the island?
Hill.
What fucking...
What's desert
kind of,
island.
What kind of kitchen
life, mate?
What facilities have I got? Have I got bread?
You've got ham.
I've just got endless supply.
You've got an enormous leg of ham. Of one of these hams.
If I had to live off one of them all... For the rest of my life, I might live off A, it's just because it's more basic.
Mm. Okay, well, I'd argue that
is that the question, though? I mean, I'm not living on a desert island.
It's a Christmas ham. Go for something special.
Oh, no, you're fucking confused.
Oh, you're right. I've made it too complicated.
I think B's the price.
Let's say B then.
B is more... Flavour profile,
more
that business.
Instantly stunning.
Cooking on the actual ham... Fat needs to be trimmed, but that doesn't matter. You know, you can eat around it. Delicious glaze.
You spit it out.
The meat was really tender. B.
Yeah. Well done.
Well, who do you think made A and B?
I think you made B.
Correct.
Yay!
Did you know by the smug look on my face? Is that how you guessed?
No, Ellie, you're about to tell
you
something.
Oh, one ham review at last! At last!
Yeah!
Have I won before?
No,
I've won for ages.
Yeah, I've won a few years. But I cooked mine yesterday. So it
was very nice.
I cooked mine yesterday. What are you saying? You're trying to devalue my fucking win?
No. Yours has.
You're a really good winner, Ellie.
Yeah, isn't
it? Wow, you're taking this really well.
They're both good hams.
I mean, there's something about being a bad loser, but I mean, when you're a bad winner, Jesus Christ.
But really good. But no, Ellie, because I had a little pre-eat before I laid the plates.
Pre-eat.
A little salty pre-eat.
Have you eaten?
No.
I mean, I've pre-eaten.
But Ellie's was hands down the best ham.
What was it you say? Mamma Mamma.
Magnum Manimus.
Magnum Manimus.
Magnus Magnus.
Just quite a nice person. So.
You mean a liar?
Absolutely.
just devaluing everything you've just said. But I've really only just said that because I'm nice.
Ellie, as I like.
Scummy Mummy split up.
As I like to say to all my female friends.
The ham is split.
Before we do this next time, trim yourself down fat wise, all right?
Too much fat.
I'm going to stand by the fat. I'm going to stand by the fat.
Stand by your fat.
Yes, that's right. One ham review. I like a fat on a ham. I like it. It's delicious.
But you like
fat
that
was
on
too
anything.
It's too much. It wasn't rendered enough.
I don't think that there's such a thing as too much.
Can I just ask what rendering is in the fat world?
So rendering is the point.
Yeah, I used to work on a fucking site. You render it, do it, put a bit of plaster in.
On the outside of the house,
you've got to fucking render that, run a trellis up.
Oh my God, that's good.
I want more ham.
Meat-wise, how do you render? And also, Gibson, in
subcutaneous
in video games, rendering is a thing as well, isn't it?
That's right, Stephen.
That's three different...
Yes, there's a lot of rendering.
That was ham review, and Ellie won. And can you tell us...
Well done.
Can you reveal the recipe? Because this is what we do at the end.
Oh, the recipe. It's on tamingtwins.com. If you go on there, and all it is you put the ham in a slow cooker with cider and apple juice and onion and carrot. And mixed spice.
Very nice.
And then you cook it for whatever you feel like. And then you...
a second?
You glaze it with honey and sugar.
Ooh,
which
yes.
I was like, that's a lot. That's
No, it worked.
And then mustard powder on the top. And you glaze it for half an hour. But it's on
Is that all that was on the glaze?
Yes.
It tasted like mirin. It tasted like...
It tasted
like really kind of...
it had Japanese edge.
Japanese flavours.
Yeah, yeah, very good.
Well, that was Ham Review.
Wow.
Listeners. And what a review it was. If I say myself,
thank you.
What are we up to now? Is it gift time?
Let's do some gifts, Ellie Gibson.
Oh, it is Christmas. Let's exchange some lovely gifts.
Oh, so
now,
what have
Jessie, unusually... Jessie has brought some gifts. Normally the guests don't bring gifts. Now you've already presented Sam and Steve with your gifts. What did you get, boys?
We got flashing stuff.
Oh shit, yeah.
Flashy necklaces. Steve's lost his already.
Oh no, it's a new jumper. Lovely.
That was the gift.
That was your Christmas present, yeah. Merry Christmas.
What about TCR racing?
Yeah.
Sabuzio. Fucking hell.
Yeah, is it like when, as women, we're not supposed to say, is it in yet?
Yeah,
is
yeah.
It like that? Yeah. What have you got, Jessie, Steve? Cool. Maybe COVID. Let's find out.
Yeah, I may have killed her. Excellent. I was very polite.
For Jessie, I have a very interesting job in...
We never bring Jessie. Yeah,
are you going to just offer me a new job?
KFC are hiring in Halston.
There's a new KFC in Forest Hill.
Is there?
I'm not working in KFC.
I know, amazing scenes. Anyway,
no, you can
present
be like
time,
a,
present time.
Chicken program manager.
Steve, what have you got?
We bought your FlowFlex SARS-CoV-2 antigen rapid test.
We got your Corona test! I thought you could save it till after Christmas.
Just a bit late, and probably before I came here would have been the time to give it.
Yeah, but you're welcome.
Well, you know, if I killed that. You, fuck, get fucked.
Yeah. And Stephen, Samuel, no. Even.
Yeah. Fucking right. Hell. I'm sat right here.
You all look the same to me.
So, I've got some Tenor Men. Protective shields absorb drips and dribbles. Right, the thing is, yesterday I went to pick up a chest of drawers from Kennington. I've been drinking far too much Coke Zero at the moment, and it just goes right through me. So I'm 10 minutes into a 35 minute journey there, and I need to piss so bad. And I turn up, I'm like, I need to piss so bad. So I grab one of the Coke bottles. I'm like, okay, I can do this.
Yeah, of course
you
can.
I'm not gonna make the 35 minutes home. I need to piss. So I pop my, but there's people standing around and I don't have darkened windows, so I kind of pop the end of my willy out of my trousers and I try and wee in a Coke bottle.
Is it possible?
How have you got to fucking, how old you are and not know that that's not going to work? Oh,
mate, and as I was doing it, I was looking at these two guys going, I'm like, please don't walk past the car. But I'm like, what am I doing? Because I know, but the thing is, I've created a seal with the end of my penis and the Coke bottle. So what's happening is it's kind of going like you know when you block a hose or something.
Your penis.
Yeah, but I'm like, oh, so I need to kind of release the pressure. So I'm kind of release the pressure, but then it squirts everywhere.
Oh my god!
Plugging it back in, and then the bottle's getting fuller and fuller and fuller. So I have to kind of stop. So I'm trying to stop. Like, and I kind of take up this game. But the thing is, I don't have the control that I want. So it kind of goes. And so I piss. So now I've got a Coke bottle full of hot piss next to me. And I piss all over my trousers. But it's taking so long to get to Kennington because we're flat out at the moment. The baby's coming. I've got to go pick the kids up.
Oh, babes.
And so I can't go home.
No.
And
why is it
my
every
trousers.
Podcast we do with him ends up with me going, oh Sam, for about 5 minutes.
So I have to go to the school
with the pity pants.
Yeah.
Pity pants.
Covered like a massive patch of piss, and I'm pulling my shirt down.
Down all the way down.
You know, but these are the trousers and the shirt from when I was feeling all sexy and thin. So like nothing's covering anything. Like that.
Oh god.
And the only good part of it was when I got in the car with the kids and I picked them up and I was like, what do you think that is? And I held the bottle up, and my son, who's addicted to the idea of like Coke Zero, is like, Coke Zero. I'm like, Emerson, look at it. It's not Coke Zero. And then Rex just went, piss. And so anyway, that's the so these are actually
timely. So these are Tenor Men. So Tenor Lady is the thing you hear about a lot.
Well, I couldn't wear those.
And I saw this and I thought, actually, why shouldn't there be, you know, that's good. That
awareness.
Why shouldn't men have panty liners too? Why don't we all talk about it all the time?
Piss ourselves.
And then,
we dribble.
Well, you obviously. Well, no, I did it tonight. Just take the time. Take the time.
Can I put one in now?
Yeah. And then it says,
I need a piss
and then
back.
This is what,
I just...
And then this is what really got me. Protective shield absorbs drips and dribbles. And
two different things.
What's the difference?
Well, I guess a drip is like one bit. But the thing is, like, when I finish a wee, I've got this problem.
You've never finished.
No, you've never finished. No, exactly that, because I've got a grown-up prostate, so I pull my pants up and my dick goes this. And he does half a piss again.
So annoying.
Yeah,
it's so annoying.
I know, it's just mad.
That's why you need to wash your jeans. You know, people go, you don't wash your jeans.
You do wash your jeans.
Because the cake's in piss.
Leave this in.
Because every day you're pissing in your jeans.
I'm putting a man on now.
You should wash your jeans every day.
Serious
question. If you go on a trampoline, do you do a wee?
No.
I rarely go on a trampoline.
It's pelvic wall.
It's like I'm a grown man.
It's not that issue. No. It's just like, it's our prostate. So we go
for a piss. You think finished.
We go for a piss.
You put it away. You put your dick out
at the urinal and you go, you done? And he goes, yeah. And you go,
but even if
come
you stood
on,
over 10
you?
Minutes and went, no,
you
done.
Yeah, you shake it.
Doesn't
as
matter
soon
how long.
As you put it in your pants, there's something in your body that relaxes.
Straight down your
and
leg.
You piss down your leg.
Straight down your left leg.
Really?
Every fucking time.
Every fucking time.
Every time.
Did you know this?
No.
You knew this, Jesse.
I often wear. I mean, I get through maybe two pairs of pants a day if I'm going out.
Do you?
Oh, right,
this is my second pair of pants today.
These are good products.
Get them on. Get these fuckers
sit
on now.
Sit, so the listener can hear you because get, this is
hang on,
real
put them on, put them on in front of us.
This is real
talk. Are they going to stick? They need to stick on or something?
No, they're going inside your trousers.
Oh my God, it's like a sexy chock strap. Okay.
No, don't, not near us.
I don't mind.
there is a sticky bit.
Yeah.
Where's the sticky bit go? That doesn't go against my cock and balls, does it?
That's on your pants. It goes on your pants.
Oh yeah, okay.
I'm really not first watching this.
Oh my God.
Honestly.
Is no one else wearing this erotic?
Okay,
no, nothing.
Oh, and then you got stuck to my cock.
It's audio format.
Well, do you know what? Well, I have one of these in every day.
Yeah.
Little
bloody little. Brilliant. Happy bloody Christmas.
Thank you very much. There's fucking loads in there.
Can I also recommend that you have a chat with your GP?
What? Where's Channel 5?
I'm pretty sure I need a finger up my ass. I had one fairly recently, but...
Oh, that's nice, but that's...
Yeah, I can get some Tabasco on it if you want.
Let's go to a game. Everybody knows that one of the most popular games on the Scummy Mummy podcast is the accent game. And so this year I've done a Christmas-themed twist.
A Christmas special!
A Christmas special! So I have done... So everyone has to guess what accent it is, maybe what celebrity it is, and what Christmas carol it is.
Say it again like I'm five.
There's two envelopes. One has a celebrity. One has a phrase from a well-known Christmas carol. You have to perform...
What if you've never heard of the celebrity?
You will have. Okay. Shut up.
Here we go. Okay, should I go first?
Yes, you go first.
Okay. Good King Wenceslas.
Look Sean right. Connery,
yes!
Good King Wenceslas.
Yes!
And we're off. Oh,
this is a phrase.
You're the same.
Fingers on buggers.
Yeah. No, send it in on a postcard if you know what this fucking accent is.
Which is.
All right, ready?
Okay, here we go.
All is calm. All is bright.
Is it Bianca from EastEnders?
Is that Irish?
No.
All is calm. All is bright. Oh,
okay, sorry, that was Sarah. That was Sarah Millican.
Not from Australia.
All is calm.
All is bright.
Oh, Jesus.
All is calm. All is.
Okay. All right, ready?
All is calm.
It's the
all
same.
Bright.
It's the same.
So that sounds like West Country to me.
It's getting there. It's getting there. It's going west.
Cornish.
Can we hear it again, please?
All is calm. All is bright.
All is calm.
Fred West.
Is that? All is bright. It's Persian, but I'm also getting...
All is
Carly,
bright.
Why are you putting L's
bright,
in that word?
Bright.
Is this Welsh? This
is Carly.
Yes, it is Welsh. It's Welsh. I'm going Welsh.
Yes, it is.
Catherine Jones.
It really wasn't. I assure you that was not
her. Oh, she's the guy. She's that girl.
She's
that goes,
the guy.
She's sorry, she's that nice woman who goes out with the American Skeleton Man.
Who looks like a freeze-dried testicle.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Jesse, come on. Jump off the cliff.
I'd jump off a cliff fucking sooner than do that.
That's what I'm saying to you. I know you can do that. That's why I'm motivating you.
I thought that was a thing then for a second. I was like, she's good.
Yeah. That's your fault.
Jesse, if it means anything to you, I know you don't feel I know you don't feel like you could do this.
Ah, no,
but I would treat someone medically.
I might have.
All right, yeah, come on. I would treat someone medically. So just bear that in mind. When you come in pro at me.
Oh my god. Get a new job out of this.
I would definitely do surgery on somebody.
Okay, here she goes. Silence, please.
When the snowman brings the snow, I've only fucking blown the doors off.
Morris Mickle was in the room.
Nailed it. Fucking nailed it.
Fucking Hugh Grant before. I can't do Hugh Grant.
Is the game nearly done? I think it's done.
But
Michael Caine is. Michael Caine is a dreadful actor.
Well, there we go. What a time! Everyone.
Oh my god! Who knew that Jessie McCulloch contained Michael Caine inside her?
Who?
Multitudes.
He's in the fucking room.
I feel like Michael Caine has always been inside you. Just waiting to get out.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Let's end this with and also the podcast with the Scummy Mummy confessions.
So many of them recently have been about my kids and they're very fascinated with me as a single person, which is very nice. And my son was asking about when you have sex after how many dates, and he was like, yeah, like you like wait 6 months, don't you? I was like, yeah. No, I was going to ask a question, actually, more of an open thing. How many dates in is it when you fart? I don't know, about 5 or 6
dates
in?
Does it depend on the person? It depends on the sexuality that you have together. For me, it's like gorgeous.
Yeah.
There was this thing.
What do you mean gorgeous? Because you like the smell, you like the...
Well, that she's relaxed.
No, no, it's not that. Like, I actually have a physical.
You don't smell as shit.
No, no, no. It's not the smell thing. The smell doesn't bother me. My farts should bother her, because they're awful man farts. I don't get why men are so much worse than women. This is what I don't understand. You get put five men in the fucking room, and they say, I'll see you in 2 hours. You come back, that room stinks.
I just stood there shitting himself.
No, nothing's happened. Nothing's happened. They just created a stink. Don't give me any food. Don't give me anything. Just give me water. That room stinks. I'm sorry.
Teenagers.
And you get to the bathroom. I'm sorry. You take the same room. You put five grown fucking women in that room. And you come back and the room smells better.
Grown women is the key. Adolescents, teenagers,
no,
She's the mother of teenage girls. She knows. Listen
teenage
to
girls whiff.
Teenagers, male or female, fucking stink.
They do.
My farting has never let up. I've been knocking out farts on the hour, every hour, for decades.
You're like the news.
I'm on the World Service of Farts. Somebody famous has died. Just tear those fuckers out. All day, every day. It's like the beating of your heart. You can no more not fart than stop your heart beating.
Oh no, because sometimes you have a choice.
Yeah, but if you hold it in, where's
you
it
hold
going?
It in, but
where's
then
it going?
It comes out later.
We've got two sphincters, haven't you? So yeah, it goes into the second sphincter.
Depends which one you talk out of.
Fact check, Jesse. Do we have two sphincters?
Well,
in the anus, yes, you do. You have your first one.
She knows this.
This is your bum hole.
Let Jesse speak.
You have a second sphincter up here, which lets the poo down.
It's not an ice cream parlour.
I don't think I can follow this up.
Follow through.
Jesse, it's a simple question.
Do you do it?
Yes
Michael
or
Caine.
No?
Ask Michael Caine, please.
Do we?
You're only supposed to shit once a day.
You're only supposed to have one bloody sphincter. Yeah, because why isn't your shit resting against your asshole the entire time?
Let Jesse speak in the style of Michael Caine. How many sphincters?
Hold on.
I don't know. I can't answer.
How many sphincters do we have, Jesse? I need an answer.
I can't answer that.
In the style of Michael Caine.
I don't fucking know.
She only had
two sphincters.
Well,
would you like my confession?
Yes!
It's time now for Jesse's confession in the style of Michael Caine.
So I discovered that, you know, there was this big hype about this new TV show called Squid Game.
Squid Game, excellent show.
Yeah, and then found my daughter had watched the whole fucking thing.
What?
Age 12.
What?
Which I hadn't realised. And then when I sort of quizzed her about it, because obviously it's hugely violent and quite horrific, she was like, yeah, I just watched the bits with the games.
So the violent.
the murder bits.
Yeah. I didn't watch any of the psychological drama or the sort of build up or explanation or fallout.
No.
The emotional,
just
the beheadings, really.
Yeah,
basically.
Well, and
Merry Christmas.
Let me take back every clap I've ever clapped for the NHS. Because look how they're parenting their children. Well, on that bombshell,
we should actually thank Lalo Wines for the wine
for this mess. Thank you, Lalo Wines. We got a discount.
If you use Scummy, you can get £5 off your wine, your box of wine at Lalo using the code Scummy.
And that's LAYLO.
Yeah.
Is it
drinklalo.com?
Drinklalo.com and use Scummy at the checkout. £5 off. I mean,
great. I'm doing that. It's not working.
How do we fuck it up? So, there we go. Everyone, thank you so much for being on the Scummy Mummy's Christmas podcast. It's been a real treat. And I've learnt so much.
Can I just tell you what my partner Dorothea said? She said, you're going to be drinking. And I said, yeah. She's like the last Christmas one. And she said, who's on it? I said, oh, it'd be me, Helen, Ellie, and Jesse. And she said, don't talk over those women again.
What did you do?
Talked over all the women.
Oh, darling. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I've enjoyed my first five-way.
Oh, I know.
All right, guys.
Two guys, one cup. We'll get the cup out in a minute. But it's been a lovely time. Nurse Jessie, have you enjoyed yourself?
It's been wondrous.
How many jobs are you going to go for next Christmas? I think the big 5-0.
Yeah.
You can get it.
No.
Get five jobs.
No.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Ellie Gibson.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. You know, shop, tickets, all that. But basically, it's Christmas, isn't it? Happy Christmas, everyone! Until next time.
Bye.
Pasta with lentil sauce.
Too fucking.
With lentils.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna be farting like a maniac.
I just have I had a veggie con carne. This afternoon.
No one eat any meat.
No, I had it with ham.
Some bacon.
I made homemade chicken nuggets.
Yum.
All right, Dahlia.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.